Good morning, New Covenant. I'd like to say our prayer for today. It's going to be a combination of praying the celebration of Juneteenth and also celebrating our fathers for Father's Day. There's a lot that can go into these prayers, especially the combination of the two. I think about the fact that after the Civil War, one of the first things that many African-Americans did was look for their families that were broken up during slavery, and people shipped off to different locations across the country. People put in ads and papers, and they made every effort to try to reconnect with their loved ones. It was a first order of business. And even to this day, many Black families have large family reunions as kind of signifying this importance of keeping family together. And of course, a big part of keeping family together involves our fathers. And I know as many people may have complicated relationships with fathers, and we may have various issues in our families. So I am sensitive to that. I have that issue personally myself. So I still would like to lift up fatherhood and those of us who are celebrating our fathers today. And also just kind of thinking about how fathers play such a critical role in difficult times during slavery and post-slavery, trying to keep their families together. So a lot to pray for. If you pray with me, please. Father, we first of all thank you for showing what fatherhood is all about. Although it seemed like you did drop your son in a deep part of the pool before he was ready, you must have known that he was ready before he did sacrifice himself for all of us. Father, we thank you for our fathers. We thank you for all the ways they contribute to our lives. We thank you for all the ways they've sacrificed for us. Lord, we thank you for just creating fatherhood in general, giving us a sense of comfort and peace, knowing that we have our fathers to watch over us. And if we have the cause of our own actual fathers watching over us, we thank you for you, Lord, watching over us. And Father, we just like to lift up all the broken families, broken paths, going all the way back to the slave ships that kidnapped different family members in Africa, to all the family separation here in the United States, all the family separation due to things like mass incarceration. Lord, we lift up all the brokenness to you. Lord, we ask that you would heal this country from all that brokenness any way, shape, and form you see fit. And Father, we just like to thank you for the perseverance of fatherhood through all of that, and no matter who you are. And Lord, we just thank you so much for the idea of freedom, being able to celebrate freedom in various ways. When it comes to Juneteenth, celebrating their actual freedom from oppression and slavery, but also just, Lord, freedom from being oppressed in life in general. We get to freely live and to hope and to have grace and to live in peace and to love due to you being able to provide that for us and being the ultimate father to us. And so we celebrate our fathers today. We celebrate the perseverance through the brokenness that we've had over the years. And we celebrate for each individual family, each individual household, each individual father. We pray for them, uplift them. We want you to keep them and hold them in your heart, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.